Have your say. 1300 872 911. Macca's Talking Cairns. Classic hits. 846 4CA.
Actually, this is very timely. I just looked up at my screen. It says here Mark Olson's on the line, Chief Executive TTNQ. I'll get to Mark in just a sec. I want a quote from yesterday's Cairns Post. It's all about coming out of this this nightmare up here. And our nightmare's got a hell of a lot to do with people losing employment, people actually very fearful of losing their businesses. Some already have. TTNQ boss Mark Olson says there is no doubt where the next bounce will come from. He said, quote, the key markets between now and June of next year remain Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, which are where more than half of all our visitors pre-COVID came from. The challenge will not be the vaccination rate, but the acceptance of vaccine safety to see borders reopen, with Victoria first and then New South Wales. He said places like Cairns and Port Douglas couldn't survive relying on visitors from the Sunshine State, South Australia and Tasmania. He's with me on the line now is Mark. Good morning.
Morning, John.
The mention there of South Australia, Tasmania, whatever. Talk to us about that. I mean, the fact of the matter is Victoria and New South Wales at the moment are out of the question. So that's the bit of a dribble, if you like, we've got as far as visitors from other states is concerned.
Yeah, that's right, John. So over the last week to 10 days, we've seen the visitor numbers increase from about 20% of our pre-COVID numbers to closer to about 30% across the board. But that doesn't flow through into the reef boats and the experiences. So they're still running somewhere between 10 and 20% of their pre-COVID level. So what we find and what we saw through last year, with our international visitors, New South Wales and Victoria, we never really get above 30% of our pre-COVID level. So we remain 70% down. And that's going to be a challenge for us. There's not a strong outlook for the September-October school holidays, and we're holding about one-third of our previous forward bookings.
Why don't the one-third, we get the 30% or whatever, why don't they go out on the boats?
What we've got is a lot of friends and relatives coming up to see their mates in Cairns, a lot of repeat visitors. You know, we've done pretty well over the last 18 months to 2 years with visitors from Queensland. So many of them have done some of those experiences, and they just don't do them as much the second and third time around, John. So we need to continue to bring those interstate visitors and those first-time visitors in to experience the reef and the rainforest and get out on the tours. But it's also what we saw originally. Once people have been in lockdown for a while, they look for just an escape holiday, a chance just to sit back, relax, soak up the sun, and relax. So that's the challenge for us, getting them out to do the experiences. And we just need the volume. There's, 2,500 different products and experiences here, and we need a volume of people to get out and do them.
Now, you mentioned Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania. They're the contributors at the moment. I presume Tasmania is a very small number, and I guess South Australia is too.
Yeah, look, they're both, good, but not significant in real visitor number terms. Queensland is the main player. The southeast corner is where the majority of visitors are coming from at the moment, as well as our really great local drive market. So Townsville, Mackay Rocky, the guys from the outback, continue to drive, seeing reasonable numbers through the Cape and Gulf still, as visitors are starting to head south. We did a quick analysis the other day, John. It's about 170,000 interstate travellers still in Queensland touring around who have not yet returned to their state of origin. So we know that there's lots of people around looking for something to do. So some of those are also cycling back around to enjoy the magic time of the year that this is for Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef.
Why would you return home? Seriously, why would you return home if you're up here at the moment with every day a donut day? You wouldn't even dream of going home, would you, unless they forced you at gunpoint?
I think I'm sure there's family and friends they want to catch up with. But if you're on holidays and you've got the option, I'm sure you would want to stay here in paradise with us.
Now, Mark, yesterday I felt a slight urge of enthusiasm and positivity. Someone came up and said, "Oh, I just got off a plane out at the airport and there wasn't one spare seat out of Brisbane." And I was hoping, oh, gee, I hope all the planes are like that. But I'm wondering if there are enough scheduled flights. When things are ease up like this, do they reschedule flights that normally wouldn't have been, needed?
Yeah, the team at the Cairns Airport are working really closely with the major carriers to get that schedule back on. They certainly cut them pretty hard over the last few weeks. We've seen some of those early morning services drop away, and they're now starting to come back. So it will take quite a number of full flights over a number of days before those schedules start to increase. Usually they increase the body width of the aircraft first, pick a larger plane, and then increase the services. So we're on the build-up coming into September, October school holidays. There's still quite a lot of bookings in the system, but we know that many of those are from New South Wales and Victoria, and they're just holding on to the glimmer of hope that was the September, October school holidays, which we know will be predominantly Queenslanders.
Now, one of the big issues we've got, as you full well know, is this employment situation. So many terrified of losing their jobs. Margie Osmond says 3150 more will be lost by Christmas if we don't get assistance. There was a demonstration outside Warren's office yesterday out on Mulgrave Road by, a vocal group, I think about 20-odd, but they're making a very good point. We are on our knees. For God's sake, somebody find some way to provide some financial assistance. So not only do we keep some sort of income, but our businesses don't collapse before Christmas as well and never get up again.
Yeah, and I heard Warren respond to that. I thought he did a great job, as he always does, to remind them that the federal government have made an offer and that there are some productive conversations going on.
Yes.
And we're involved in some part in those conversations this week.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be a solution found. We are in a unique position. We were the first into this. We're one of the most heavily reliant and therefore one of the most successful tourism destinations in Australia, and we will be again. But as Margie quite rightly says, that's 3,150 jobs lost. What that means is that by Christmas we'll have lost half of our highly skilled workforce. That makes us the most impacted tourism economy in Australia. And it puts us in a slightly different category. Warren knows that. We know that the Premier and the State Treasurer understand that. But what we're looking for now is some sort of solution. It has to be a balance between state and federal, and it has to be a balance between business support and wage support. There has to be a way to keep skilled people in our industry, and we have to keep these businesses afloat for when the numbers start to come back.
I love that term, productive conversations. It gives us a glimmer of hope. Thank you, Mark.
No worries. Thanks, John.
That's Mark Olson. He's the Chief Executive, Tourism Tropical North Queensland. It's 9 to 10.